Only a week after applauding federal approval of HIP 2.0, Indiana's Republican representatives might just vote to eliminate it. The House of Representatives is slated to vote this week for the 56th time to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and the motion is expected to pass. Though Governor Mike Pence's Medicaid expansion was designed by the state, it's still provided for by the Affordable Care Act, and the federal government is footing the bill.
Technically speaking, if the Affordable Care Act were to be repealed, then the federal funding for HIP 2.0 would go away with it.
That's Seth Friedman, an assistant professor at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs. Friedman says all those federal dollars would disappear, leaving an estimated 600,000 Hoosiers covered by HIP 2.0 uninsured until a replacement for the Affordable Care Act is implemented. But 9th District Representative Todd Young says he doesn't think repealing the president's health care law will leave people in the lurch, and replacing the Affordable Care Act is exactly what Young says he wants to do.
My objective would be to ensure that all Americans have access to affordable insurance and have access not just in the short term, but in the longer term as well.
President Obama has said he will veto the repeal attempt if it reaches his office. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Alexander McCall.